No, we're not going to discuss the great issue that's dividing our nation. We're going to come together to discuss the thing that divides us most of the time, which is what to do with the trash in your car and how does it affect the person working the drive-thru.
Okay, or not okay.
Let me set the scene for you guys.
Alrighty.
Wife, I, kid coming back from like an hour and a half trip. We went to get some coffee at Beans and Brews.
Mm-hmm.
And I already had an old coffee cup, disposable coffee cup, in my beverage holder. So we go to get the coffee and pay for it. Guy hands us the coffee. And I go, oh, hey, man, taking the old coffee cup out of my beverage holder. And I handed it to him, say, hey, can you get rid of this for me? Thanks. Dude looked at me like I had pus dripping from my eyeballs. But he did take it, and he said, okay. And my wife the whole time was going, no. And as soon as the transaction was completed, she goes, what are you doing? You can't use the drive-thru guy as your personal dumpster? That's not okay. You can't give somebody the drive-thru your trash. And I was like, oh, was it really that bad? And I've sort of been thinking about it ever since. And I don't know if what I did was okay or not okay. It felt okay to me.
I'm sure it did. Coming from you, though, too, I could just see your tone probably. Hey, can you have this thrown out for me? And there I would think, no, he is not your personal trash can. He is not your...
You're saying if I did it like you and I went, oh, can you do this for me? Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Or thank you so much. That would have been okay.
If you were like, I'm really sorry to ask you to do this, it would be, no, I think it's not okay. You could drive up to the trash can that's probably, what, 3 feet ahead of you and just toss it in there yourself or just wait till you get home and throw it out with the other coffee cup
that you have. Well, yes, I could have. But the thing was, is that for me to use the product that I was purchasing, mm-hmm. the cup of coffee, at that time, I had to clear away the holder for the cup of coffee, which was the old cup. I needed that space.
Yeah, no. So what you can do then is just pour out any remaining coffee and put the cup aside and throw it away when you get home.
It was empty.
Okay.
It was empty.
Oh, so then you could have just put the cup inside the cup. You did not need to. Yeah.
But I think, Fook, I think you're okay here. And here's why.
And Dusty the ex-waiter, by the way, have you had drive-thru experience?
I have worked at a couple drive-thrus, yeah. Okay. A Mickey D's and a Subway. So... I've been asked to throw away things lots of times. And unless it has gum or unless it's like they cleaned out their cart and it's a bag of stuff, if it's just the one for one, like, hey, this empty coffee cup, it's a pretty sanitary thing to throw away. I need this space. The one for one's okay.
Now, don't get me wrong. I think. In my heart of hearts, I wanted to. We had a bunch of crap in that car. And I wanted
I
wanted to give him like the in and out bag with all the other junk in it. But I didn't. I just was trying to clear the space, but wife still
if you're
like
really no. classy, you ask for a bag. Hey man, you got a bag I can have? And then you fill the bag and give it back to him.
Oh no.
Yeah.
No, just hang on to the
I appreciate your support here, Dusty. But I think we need like at least like I would love your thoughts to my wife. There is 100% under no circumstances is this okay under any in any situation. 801-570-1019. I would love a current or more modern drive-through attendant to call in and let us know whether or not this is okay or not okay. Thank you.
Okay or not okay.
All right, we're discussing the great crime of offering or asking a drive-through dude who the situation was I got a cup of coffee and I had an old coffee cup in the beverage holder and for me to then use the beverage holder I had to get rid of that old coffee cup for the new cup of coffee so I asked the drive-through guy if he could take the old coffee cup. Wife mortified threatens divorce. So how could I be so callous and cruel and rude to use the coffee place as my own personal dumpster? I didn't think it was that bad, but had me questioning myself. Okay or not okay? Angie from Salt Lake.
It's okay. I think it's customer service for them to do that for you. I mean, you're buying a coffee from them to replace your old coffee. They should be happy that you came to their drive-thru.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Have you done this before as well? Or
well, actually, Java Joe's is my favorite, and they offer. They'll be like, hey, you want me to throw that away for you if they see one sitting there?
Oh, dude.
That's awesome.
If I'd only gone there, then my wife would have had to shut it.
And that's right. Maybe take her there next time. This weekend. That's what you got to do.
Which location of Java Joe's is this?
The one on 20th East in the Downs parking lot is the one that's usually the best about it.
Then I'll boom, drop the mic.
Yeah.
It's all about customer service. That's where your argument has to come from.
Thank you, Angie.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. So that's one for me. Oh, we have somebody texting in with current coffee place drive-thru experience.
That's right. Chris says, this is AJ. He says, coming from someone with current coffee place drive-thru experience, we're told specifically that we aren't supposed to take the trash unless the customer really insists because it's a health code issue. I don't know if it applies everywhere, but that's what I've seen. So yeah, what if you gave him like a snot-filled cup?
I didn't. I gave him a clean cup. But that cup could have totally been filled with stuffed with snotty tissues.
That's right.
Could have been. I would have done it.
Chris says, I think it's completely fine to have the person at the drive-thru throw away trash for you if they're willing. I do believe every drive-thru should have a trash can after the pickup window. Then it wouldn't be an issue. And I totally agree with you, Chris. He says, I'm embarrassed to admit when I was younger and the person would tell me no. As soon as I got my order, I dropped the trash outside the window.
What?
Yeah, I used to be a D.
Just on the just in the drive-thru to like take this on your drive-thru.
Yeah, I've always said that there should be drive-thru trash cans because it would be so convenient. People throw their trash away and get something new.
There's a great temptation to when somebody is there at your window to be like, just take all of this crap from me.
Right.
I should really, to really cement this point home to the wife, I should set it up with somebody somewhere to be like, look, I'm going to come in. Look, hey, here's $10.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to come in here and I'm going to order something. I'm going to ask if I can give you some trash. And then you tell me, not only do you want that trash, but why don't you just give me everything in your car right now?
Is there anything else does I your could child possibly have, throw away
yes,
for you?
Yes, your child's dirty diaper bag.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I would like to take that. Yes, just for your business. That's what good customer service is all about. And my wife would never speak again.
She wouldn't. It's
awesome. Okay, no, sorry, that came off a little bit.
No, okay, but you should do this and then videotape her reaction.
Okay, well, I appreciate all your support. It could be the rules. I get that it could be against the rules at your coffee place, but this, as long as you don't think that it's some great affront to human decency to be like, hey, do you mind switching out this cup for the cup? That's great.
I don't think it's the worst thing that you've ever done, Luke.
That is for sure.